Welcome back, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. I'm privileged to have for you tonight Alex Lazary, candidate for the U.S. Senate seat. Before the break, we were just talking about why he got in the race, some of the hot issues. And I really thought there's been a lot of discussion about public safety. Ron Johnson's really talked about that. And here's your chance. I saw that you just came out with a plan. It's called Invest to Improve Public Safety that really is novel in many ways. So tell me, how do you see the issue and how do you see your role as a senator?
Yeah, so, you know, this is, I think, one of the most important issues that that we're facing right now. And, you know, I think it's come into even more focus after what happened, you know, in the Deer District and on Water Street or on Third Street, you know, after one of the games. But it's also something that, you know, that I think has been really plaguing, you know, kind of the state for a while. And so what we've talked about is, look, I think Republicans, when they talk about this issue, and especially Ron Johnson, is they make this a false choice between either investing in the police or investing in the community. And what I've tried to say is that's not the correct way to think about it. What we want to do is, look, investing in the police is definitely something we have to do, right? We have to make sure that we have enough cops. We have to make sure that we've got them trained, and we've got to make sure that they have the resources to be able to do their job. But public safety isn't only just a police issue, right? It's also a community issue. And so we have to have the investments in the community to make sure that we've got proper after-school programs, to make sure that we have proper job training, to make sure that our streets are properly lit, right? To make sure that we have the upgraded technology in our cities to be able to find, you know, criminals or when someone does something. So these are all the things that we are talking about. And then the third prong is making sure guns are off the street, right? All we're trying to make sure is say, hey, look, if you want to buy a firearm, you have to go through a proper background check to make sure that, you know, you are, you know, you don't have a violent history or that they, and make sure that guns aren't ending up in the wrong hands, and making sure that we're banning, you know, assault automatic weapons that are used for one reason and one reason only, and that's to hurt people. So we're looking at public safety as a comprehensive plan on how we can make sure that we're investing, I think, in three things: our police force, making sure that we're investing in our communities, and making sure that guns aren't ending up in the wrong hands. Republicans want to, you know, defund our cities and defund our communities. I want to make sure that we're properly investing in everything: the police, our communities, and making sure guns aren't ending up in the wrong hands.
So the, as a future U.S. Senator, what can a U.S. Senator do for the state of Wisconsin on these issues when very often folks see the issue as a local policing issue, right? So what can you as a U.S. Senator do to help all of Wisconsin?
So I think there's one big thing here at play, which is Republicans in the state legislature have zero interest in sending money to our municipalities, our counties, our police departments, our sheriff's departments, and our communities to make sure that everyone has the resources they need. So as a senator, my job will be to fill that gap and make sure that, again, we're sending our tax dollars, right, our money back to our communities, whether it's Milwaukee, whether it's, you know, as I've said, Wausau and Washura County, in Barron County, right? Doesn't matter where. Make sure that we're sending our tax dollars back to our communities to make sure that, again, we're investing in our police force, but also that we're investing in our community, right? We need to make sure that we have after-school programs. We need to make sure that we have mental health programs. We need to make sure that there's jobs for people to be able to do, and we need things for people to do so that they know, like, hey, you know what, if I work hard, play by the rules, I can succeed and I don't have to resort to to a life of crime or anything like that. So I think that's the biggest difference that I'm seeing, right? Republicans, whether it's in the legislature or Rebecca Clefish or Ron Johnson, want to defund our cities, right? They don't want to send our money to the cities or counties to give them the resources they need. I want to make sure that we fund our police, fund our communities, and then also, most importantly, make sure that we're getting guns off the street and making sure that they're not in the wrong hands, because that's where a lot of this violence is occurring.
You know, the I think there you really hit on a this false notion that, you know, I think I could fairly say that Ron Johnson addresses, that somehow you as a U.S. senator would want to take away people's guns. I think that's just this false assumption, right? Like my wife's family, we've been deer hunting for years and years and years up in Washburn County. That's where the family homestead is. You know, the reality is nobody's out there deer hunting with AR-15s. I mean, you know, it's right. I mean, I think you said
it. I think what it is, right? Like, no one's saying, and you know, I'm 100% not saying that anyone wants to come in and take anyone's guns, right? What I am saying is, if you're going to buy a gun, go through a background check, right? I need to go through a background check to fly, right? For TSA pre-check, I have to go through a background check. To get a house, to get a car, right? To get anything, you have to go through a background check. To get a job, you've got to go through a background check. Why not wait a day or two to go through a proper background check and make sure that these automatic assault weapons are in on the street that are only used for one reason, and that is to assault people? I've gone hunting, I've gone trap shooting. You do not need an AK-47 to hunt deer.
Straight up. I think this ties into the subject that you mentioned, because you're really talking about like the confusion of constitutional rights with reasonable regulation to keep everybody safe. There was a constitutional principle of choice. It's going to be an issue in the U.S. Senate campaign, I'm assuming. As you go around the country and the state in particular, what are people saying about choice and this notion that this U.S. Supreme Court may reverse Roe? I mean, we don't know yet. All we know, there's something leaked.
Yeah, I mean, people are scared, right? And, you know, my wife is at Planned Parenthood. You know, she's the chief of staff at Planned Parenthood Wisconsin. And, you know, people are scared. They're worried about what's going to happen to their health care. You know, the fact that government is telling them what to do with their bodies, right? This is something that I think needs to be a decision made between a woman and her doctor and medical professionals and whoever else she wants to bring in that decision. Not between a woman and some politician in Madison or Washington. And I think that's what's at stake here. And also the right to privacy, right? The idea, can gay people get married, right? There are a number of other right to privacy issues that this ruling could open the door for. And if people are scared, and I think this is going to have a big impact on the election.
Folks, Alex Lazary here talking about his campaign. Thank you so much, Alex. Look forward to having you back. I really, really appreciate your time. We'll be right back, folks.